talking with Steve Fogelsong from NCBA. Steve, as we get ready for this USDA DOJ workshop on livestock competition issues, you raised the question very, very legitimately. You know, is it going to be about competition issues? Is it going to be just about the GPSA marketing rule? What is the difference at this point? You know, has it been blurred?
Well, I'm confused. You know, it started out as a competition deal, and then with the announcement of this rule proposal, you know, it's kind of gotten blurred. And I think we'll have to see what tomorrow brings. We certainly have heard a lot more about the GPSA stuff than we have, you know, about the competition workshop. So I suspect we'll talk about both, but I'd be hard-pressed to think that the GPSA thing won't enter into it as well.
As we think about some of the comments that have been made today, the question, you know, really boiled down to how do you effectively do what you're proclaiming with these stickers that a lot of folks are wearing today, pull the rule. How do you get that done from an organizational point of view?
Well, what I have been urging our members to do is to make their wishes known. I mean, they're going to have to sit down, take some time to write a letter to the, you know, Secretary of Agriculture, to their congressman, to put, you know, some pressure on there to get that done. Because in the absence of that, you know, in the absence of information, if we're not providing it, somebody else will. And it's certainly, you know, getting an awful lot of play. And I think we have to let our wishes be known. I've urged people to take the time, study the rule, you know, listen to the presentations that we had today and again tomorrow about this GPSA stuff, really understand it, and then apply that to your own operation. And then make your decision, but pick up the phone, write a letter, whatever it takes, but let folks know how it affects you. I think they congressmen, you know, congressmen and the folks out there, they really need our guidance on this.
Is it as bad as it was talked about today? Is the rule really that bad?
You know, there are things in there that are okay. I've read through it. There's things in there that I like. But in its entirety, it is such a broad net. We just can't allow them to drop this thing in. I mean, if they take it off the table and start bringing things up one at a time and then let our legislators have an opportunity to vote on it, I think I could live with that. But just to come in the back door here and say, okay, here's a new regulation, that's a no deal for me.